Oh, I'm in love, and it's okay. Ricky says I can be in love with her, and Feeny's here. Oh, it's been 10 months, only about 10 months since you've been here, because I think you were here maybe a little shorter, actually. You were here with Lou and Peter, and gosh, it's good to have you here. Thank you for tuning in. You picked, did you just stumble here today? You picked a really good day to be tuned in because there's some neat things happening. You're going to learn how to play This Land Is Your Land in the right key if you want to be in sync with the whole country and the whole world tomorrow. Did you know that This Land Is Your Land was actually a response to God Bless America? And Woody Guthrie originally, the lyrics, the refrain was God blessed, past tense, America for you and me, right?
I think it was This Land.
Or, yeah, God bless this land for you and me. And it was in, so you had God Bless America as a command from Irving Berlin. And then Woody Guthrie wrote the response saying, well, God already blessed America and or this land, and we can do it. Do I have that right?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I've always had a problem with this song because it this isn't really our land, is it? And one of the best extra verses I ever heard was, "This land is your land. It once was my land until we sold you Manhattan Island. You turned our nations onto reservations. This land was stole by you from me."
Yeah, gosh. This land was stolen.
Yeah, that puts it into a little bit of perspective. I think Woody would have written that verse if he were alive.
Yeah, absolutely. Woody Guthrie, an incredible man, and more folks discovering Woody Guthrie, people at a younger age that haven't known much about him, and these lost lyrics that are showing up that people are putting music to that are just great songs. Well, here today, Ann Feeney is here, and Ann's up to something. When I heard about this, I turned to Liz Adams of our staff, and I said, please see if you could get Ann. It might be hard, but if you can, get her here, because this is too cool not to promote and talk about. I don't even want to use the word promote, not to disseminate, not to pass along.
Pass the word.
Yeah, so tell us what's going on. Well, first of all, Tracy Drock is also here too, and Ginny Hildebrand, who I'm just getting to know. But let's talk about what's happening tomorrow.
Okay. It was interesting you played that Mustard's Retreat song about many voices singing one song, because that's really what tomorrow is all about. And I appreciate all the wonderful words you've said already this morning. I don't know what I can add to it. But the plan, and I'm not sure who originated it. I believe it might be my friend Hallie Hammer in Berkeley. But we've been spreading the word of mouth. It's kind of the tweet and I am a sort of word of mouth that's been going on. I think Facebook's the main advertising I've done for this. But in California at noon, Country Joe McDonald and a bunch of other people are gathering in Berkeley. There's another group in Palo Alto. There's another group. I mean, they're all over California. And thanks to my newsletter, which goes out to a lot of people, we now have groups singing in Minneapolis and four different places in Florida and Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and I don't know, I've lost track of how many places, Kansas City, New York, Madison. In fact, somebody from Madison's taking the bus in to sing with us in Pittsburgh. She just thought it sounded so cool. in Tarrytown, New York, Tom Chapin, Janice Ian, Rosie Flores, Pete Seeger, did I say Tom Chapin, are all singing This Land Is Your Land.
Wow.
And the plan is that all around the world, you know, this song has been translated into many different languages and to reflect the experience of many other countries, too. So they're going to be singing it in Sweden and Germany and Denmark as well as Canada and all over the U.S. And it sounded like a fun thing to be part of. Our friend Tony Buba is going to come down and film it. I did get word recently that the fountain is way under construction.
Yes, it is.
So we can't get anywhere near it. Use your smarts, folks. We'll be down there waving Earth flags and finding a good spot for us to be. And I'm so glad that it's not going to rain. But whether it rains or not, it's all Mother Nature. Whatever she dishes out, we'll deal with it.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a nice day tomorrow.
Good. We're going to gather in Point Park around 2:15, and we want you all to come ready to sing. We'll warm you up on a couple. I was thinking we could warm them up on this. The whole world. We've got the whole world in our hands. 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 We've got the rivers and the oceans in our hands.
We've got the rivers and the oceans
in our hands.
We've got the rivers and the oceans
in our hands.
We've got the whole world in our hands.
We got the whole
world in our hands. We got the whole wide world
in our hands.
We got the whole world in our hands.
We got the whole world in our hands. We've got the mountains and the valleys
in our hands.
We got the mountains and the valleys
in our hands.
We got the mountains and the valleys
in our hands.
We got the whole world in our hands. Sing along at home.
Got the whole world in our hands.
We got the whole wide world
in our hands.
We got the whole world
in our hands.
We got the whole world in our hands. We've got the penguins and the dolphins
in our hands.
We got the penguins and the dolphins
in our hands.
We got the penguins and the dolphins
in our hands.
We got the whole world in our hands. Last, we got the whole world. Sing along.
In our hands,
we got the whole world.
In our hands,
we got the whole world.
In our hands,
we got the whole world in our hands. Easy enough.
It's so funny. When, that's Ann Feeney, by the way, with Jenny Hildebrand and Tracy Drock. When you sang the dolphins, I was just thinking, Ricky and I like to say we've got the kitties, you know, the kitties in our paws, you know, because the kitties, you know, they've got the world in their paws, uh-huh, which are their hands. But and they do, by the way.
Or at least they think so.
Yeah, your harmonies are beautiful. My goodness. Have you been singing a lot together lately, the three of you?
Yeah, 20 minutes last Sunday.
But we sure had a good time. I love singing with Jenny and Tracy. They're both wonderful performers, wonderful writers, and great activists. In fact, we're all going from here to the rally for Trayvon Martin and Jordan Miles. It's in Mellon Park, right?
Yes, at 1 o'clock.
Thank you.
Are we going to walk over to Bakery Square?
Sure, it's right across from there.
Before we get to our big song, This Land Is Your Land, I want Jenny to sing the song that she wrote for this. She didn't write for this rally, but you know, one thing about living long enough is you write enough songs that no matter what comes up, you go, got it. You know, when bullies hit the pavement, you know, I say,
Yep.
You know, Diane, I've got it. Don't have to write one there.
Before Jenny shares it, Jenny, I need to get to know you a little better, and so do people listening. Jenny Hildebrand, are you a lifelong Pittsburgher?
No, not at all. I grew up in New Jersey, went to college at Boston University.
I should have just let her talk a little bit.
I would have
picked up a little. So you went to BU.
Late 1960s, moved to New York City, and came here in 1977 to be a steelworker.
Really?
And after I got here, I worked at J&L, and then I worked as an underground coal miner and as a machinist, and as all the industry closed, I was finally driven to the dogs, and now I'm a dog groomer in Point Breeze.
Gone to the dogs. Yep. Da, 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 da. So were you in Hazelwood? Or?
Yes, I was. J&L in Hazelwood,
and
exactly.
And what mill were you in? What part of the plant?
Well, most of the time I worked in the cold finishing mill, which frankly was sort of the Miami Beach of steel mills. It was a nicer atmosphere. But when I would get laid off from there, then I'd work at the on the coke ovens.
Was
the... You know what, the down under of the
That's what
so
I was
I,
wondering
I got a taste
about.
Of the real stuff.
Yeah, working the ovens is just
I spent some time at a Coke plant, not on the ovens, but I did on the tardy canners, which is the only time I've ever inhaled anything. I guess I could end the sentence there, but the only time I ever inhaled anything that I actually could feel down to my toes. Mm-hmm. It was unbelievable. My entire body had absorbed this, concoction of benzene and everything
coming. Can you
imagine
doing that day after day, year after year?
Yeah. It wasn't that long ago. It was in the mid to late 70s. I didn't have a respirator or anything. Right. And, hey, Larry, go up there and get a sample from the tardicator, okay? Okay. Yes, boss. And then how long have you been writing songs?
I started when I was at an extremely boring job in a factory doing piecework, and I was going crazy from boredom, and the song came to me about apartheid, because at that time we were marching against apartheid here in Pittsburgh. So that was a while ago.
So you would think about the lyrics and the music as you were doing your work?
Exactly.
I was going to say, it's not quite whistling while you work.
I'll tell you what, the machinery is so loud, I used to sing.
Wow.
And everybody thought I was crazy because I just see my mouth moving over by my machine. And, they were a little bit right.
Well, let's take a listen. Jenny, what's this song called?
It's called The Ties That Bind Us. And just briefly, one of its messages is that we have a lot of common ground with people that we think are different from us. And if we all band together, we can remake the world.
All right.
Oh, I'll take this off. Look around, can you see all the beautiful colors? Are you scared or are you thrilled by the different cultures? When a young man dies at the hands of hate, do you keep on walking or hesitate? When you look into his mother's eyes, does it make you realize that the ties that bind us are stronger than what divides us? And the powers against us are stronger than what alone can break, so we'll stand together, building up from common ground, 'cause the world we live in is the world we make. Hear the sounds of the children crying from hunger, and the fear that the bombs will come with a terrible thunder. Politicians try to incite our hate, say policing this world is America's fate. But those children and their families look a lot like you and me. The ties that bind us are stronger than what divides us. And the powers against us are stronger than what alone can break. So we stand together, building on from common ground, 'cause the world we live in is the world we make.
We can stand together. There's so much at stake. The world we live in is the world we
The ties that bind us are stronger than what divides us. And the powers against us are stronger than what alone can break. So we stand together, building on firm common ground, 'cause the world we live in is the world we make.
Jenny Hildebrandt, what a pretty song.
Well, let me add this to it. I actually wrote the verses to this song and the chorus, and I went to Ann and said, it needs something else. So in 20 seconds, as long as it took her to sing it, she made up that bridge that becomes the descant, what Tracy was singing.
Yeah, that bridge
was... really a Jenny Hildebrandt and Feeney collaboration.
Yeah, that was a powerful sort of a... I can't think... jerk you a little bit to make sure you're taking notice. At least that's the way I took it. It's like make sure you're paying attention here, and we're gonna reinforce it. What a beautiful
well, that's what a good bridge does.
Thank you. Yeah, thank what a you very much.
Yeah, it's just an amazing song, and I suspect you'll be able to hear Jenny. Are you playing at the rally
no,
today?
No. In fact, I really don't perform anymore unless someone calls me out. Like,
oh, you have such a beautiful voice.
Thank you very much.
We may have to have you come back.
Jenny had a fabulous band called Cross Currents in the
80s. Oh my gosh! Okay, yes. I now.
And Tracy was a featured singer in it for a whole year.
Exactly.
Indeed.
Jenny did an awful lot of the composing and arranging for that.
For that
band. All of it, or most of it.
No, it was spontaneous. We had a group of spontaneous arrangers, so I can't take credit.
Okay.
But they made some of my songs sound really good.
That'd be a great band name, the Spontaneous Arrangers. Another one.
Absolutely.
If you're just joining us, it's the Saturday Light Brigade. You just heard Jenny Hildebrandt's song and her speaking. Yes, that was Ann Feeney, who's here with us too, and Tracy Drock. Sang the beautiful bridge to that song and sounded so wonderful, but she hasn't spoken much yet. I mean, you have, just not here on the radio.
I have spoken in the past.
How long has it been since you've been up from North Carolina? Has it been like 12 years? Not longer.
It was 1997, so we're working on 15.
Wow.
Working on 15.
I was a big fan of Tracy's from afar, and then she came here, which was even cooler.
I didn't know that.
Didn't you? Yeah.
I've forgotten.
Didn't I bring you to the Penn Cafe while you were still living in North Carolina?
Yes, you did.
We used to play the Columbia Street Bakery Blues.
And by David Bennett and myself.
And a lot of the songs from that CD all the time. And then all of a sudden like, she's here. How about this? It's great. What are you up to these days? Are you still playing with the Rosies from time to time?
The Riveting Rosies, loose conglomerate of women singer-songwriters.
Yeah.
We play about once every year and a half. Heather Kropp, Eve Goodman, Sue Ingram, and Sue Gartland and Janet Ingram. But it's been a while since we got together to do something. So
well,
we're due. We're overdue.
We're going to have to work on both you and Jenny. Mm-hmm. Jenny would be a good member of that group if you will have her. I mean,
you know what? It's not up to me.
Oh.
I'm so not even in charge of it.
Okay, it's a...
Yeah, I'm a latecomer.
Okay.
Yeah.
There must be proxy votes and,
no,
you know...
No, some women who aren't even here anymore started it and kind of, you know, inducted people one at a time.
Well, it looks it looks like you're getting ready to play a song, maybe. I can tell because Anne's looking at you. Maybe.
I can do that.
Am I right, Anne? This is really your...
Yeah, so
it's all up to you.
I have to hear a song from the Queen of Drock and Roll.
Drock and Roll, yes.
Droll.
Droll.
Drock and
Droll. Drock and Droll.
That's true.
Right. A friend of mine in North Carolina coined that in the early 80s. Rebecca Radish, if you're out there. Drock and Droll. All right. Oh, that's not it. I'm going to do a song that was co-written with Reed Williams. The song goes way back. This is probably around the time of the first Gulf War. And it's a song called Can We Keep Love an Option? Can we keep love an option in a place where war is the answer? Can we keep our hearts open while fear is closing each door? We stay in touch with a power that is the blood of creation. Can we keep our hearts open while they settle their score? When we take without giving. We steal our very souls, and in the emptiness that's left, we pretend and deceive. When the flames of rage consume the candles of hope, we can no longer hide behind what someone else believes. And can we keep love an option in a place where war is the answer? Yeah. Can we keep our hearts open while fear is closing each door? Can we stay in touch with a power, oh, that is the blood of creation? And can we keep our hearts open while they settle their score? Oh, it's not just governmental madness I fear. It's a terror of the mind, it's all the voices I hear. Not just military guns, these are the swords of pain and pride, and it is here they do collide. We've been here before, and there is a place where the earth and the sky meet, and the closer you get, the distinction dissolves. My horizon is the spot where you stand. So let's join hands and voices in this resolve to keep love an option in a place where war is the answer. Yeah, to keep our hearts open while fear is closing each door. Stay in touch with a power that is the blood of creation, to keep our hearts open while they settle their score. To keep our hearts open while they settle their score.
Tracy Drock, what a great... I've always loved that song, and I remember when it was pretty new. And it's interesting, both of those songs, Jenny's and Tracy's, are anthems. They really are. They're anthems. They're songs to encourage ways of life. He's got the whole world in his hand, is like that too. And I think the next song you're going to do falls into that category. As I think about it, quite a few of the songs, Anne, that you're associated with fall into that.
You telegraph everything, Larry. As soon as you start the anthem, I know where you're going.
No, it's hard for me to, it's fun. There's a lot of, actually, I'm watching some of our pictures as you're playing, and a lot of thought, I'm sorry, we have a rotating display of pictures in the studio with kids that we've worked with, and I'm watching some of those pictures as you're playing, and getting kind of misty-eyed, kind of making my own video in my head.
Right.
And it's kind of amazing, because sometimes we just see connections. I'm not sure if they're always...
And our minds run in the same little trough gutter. I know what you're thinking. How long have we been working together? At least 30 years.
I think even more than that. How are your kids?
We need a kids update. My son lives in Zimbabwe. He's doing human rights work there, and his wife works for USAID, and they have my 19-month-old grandson over there with them, which I thought was terribly unfair.
Sebastian?
I tried to get an injunction to keep him here with me, but those lawyers all said he belonged with his parents.
We need to work on this particle physics thing where you can be in two places at once.
He's adorable, and he's coming to see me next month, so I can't wait. And my daughter is in Austin, and she is getting married on December 15th to a wonderful guy. I said, what does he do? And she said, he's a drummer. And I immediately hearkened to Tina Fey's prayer for daughters, and it says, "And Lord, give her powerful biceps and triceps and mighty forearms that she might make her own noise and lieth not with drummers."
I haven't heard that. That's great. The guy mixing you is a drummer.
He's a wonderful drummer, and he has his own company. He designed some drums that he got a patent for, which is not easy. There hasn't been much in the way of, you know, what can you do to a drum?
My son-in-law, the drum designer. Yeah, that's
yeah. But he has a wonderful company called Swan Percussion, and he's all over the place playing. He's playing with Robert Plant and lots of fancy people.
That's great. Aunt Feeney is who you're hearing right now.
But actually, I digress. I really want to tell everybody, right, we're going to gather in Point Park at 2:15. We're going to teach you, we're going to warm up your voices with some easy-to-sing songs, and then I hope you already know this land is your land, but our voices are going to join in a chorus with people all over the world, and we're going to make a video of it, sort of like that Starbucks video you may have seen of Lean on Me.
Stand by Me.
Or Stand by Me, that's right. Stand by Me. Tony Boob is going to film our performance, and we're going to be sending that off to be spliced in with Pete Seeger's performance and everybody else's, and we really would like you to join us. We're going to be kind of wandering in Point Park looking for the best spot, but that'll actually make good video to have everybody wandering around.
There'll be the people with the guitars and the voices.
And coming together. I encourage you to wear costumes. You know, come as a dolphin, come as a bumblebee, come as a lion or a tree, anything you want. It would be great. But you don't have to have a costume. You don't have to have anything. If you show up at 2:15, we'll rehearse you. We'll get this sung. And
Well, the song is so easy to sing. And even if you don't know the words, you can sing.
Right. It's going to take 45 minutes of your time. And so we hope you'll be there. And joining us tomorrow is Bill Oliver, a fabulous environmental singer from Austin. He's also known as Mr. Habitat. And he's a fantastic performer. At Kerrville, the kids pretty much run as a tribe around the festival grounds and don't sit down to hear too many people. But when Bill's playing, the campgrounds are empty. The kids are all up at the stage to hear him. And so right after the show at Point Park, I'm inviting you to my house for a family concert with Bill Oliver. And if you want to know where that is, you should drop me an email. My email is Anne, at annefeeney.com, A-N-N-E-F, like freedom, E-E-N-E-Y.
Use every E possible.
Well, no, I told that once, and it ended up being F-E-E-N-E. E-Y-E. So there is one place you could put a superfluous E.
Yeah, I always try to remember. It's exciting, you know, just to be sure you understand what Ed's talking about is, you know, we'll be doing it here in Pittsburgh at 3. People in California are going to do it at noon. All the time zones are synchronized. I think it will probably go we need a better word. Viral is like not.
Yeah,
viruses
like
are bad
one.
Things. We need a better word than that.
Right.
It just occurred to me.
There's a big group in Denver singing, Texas.
It'll go.
Ripple.
Ripple. Yeah, I like Ripple. That's is nice. Is good.
Wave or something.
Yeah, it'll go ripple. I like that. So it's really kind of cool. And Tony's a superb filmmaker. So just try to imagine. I was talking about making a video in my head before. Try to imagine this film of, you know, Pete Seeger in New York and Tom Chapin with him and then Anne and then Country Joe McDonald in California, everyone singing in the same key.
Oh, this is so not about headliners, though. This is all about you. Come and join us.
Yeah, and what I was going to say is imagine all these people together. You're right. Whose idea was this?
I'm not sure. I think it might be my friend Hallie Hammer.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that before. It's just such a good idea. I almost think it should be done annually on Woody's birthday, maybe. But who knows? We'll see how it works out.
That's Bastille Day, July 14th.
Yeah.
And also, there's a big Woody Guthrie celebration in September up at Penn State.
I didn't know about that.
I'm hoping to be part of.
Terrific. Well, what's next?
Well, I think we were talking about anthems.
Anthems. We could call them anthems. A-N-N-E-T-H-E-M-S. Anthems.
A-N-N-E-T-H-E-M-S. Was it Cesar Chavez? Maybe it was Dorothy Day. Some will say Dr. King or Gandhi put them on their way. No matter who your mentors are, it's pretty plain to see. If you've been to jail for justice, you're in good company.
Have you been to jail for justice? I wanna shake your hand. Sitting in and lying down are ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marched the picket line? Have you been to jail for justice? Oh, you're a friend of mine.
You law-abiding citizens, listen to this song. Laws were made by people and people can't be wrong. Once unions were against the law, but slavery was fine. Women were denied the vote and children worked the mine. And the more you study history, the less you can deny it. The rotten law stays on the books till folks like us defy it.
Have you been to jail for justice? I want to shake your hand. Sitting in and lying down are ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marched the picket line? So you're a friend of mine.
Now the law's supposed to serve us, and so are the police. When that system fails, it's up to us to speak our peace. It takes eternal vigilance for justice to prevail. So get courage from your convictions, let them haul you off to jail.
Have you been to jail for justice? I wanna shake your hand. Sitting in and lying down are ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marched the picket line? Have you been to jail for justice? Will you go to jail for justice? Have you been to jail for justice? Oh, you're a friend of mine.
And Feeney's Have You Been to Jail for Justice, along with Tracy Drock and Ginny Hildebrand. I like this trio. I really do. It's a little Weavers-ish without the men, which would just leave Roddy Gilbert, I guess. But no, it's a sort of a symphony yet
sort of
in harmony.
Ginny Andrews' sisters and the Weavers.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be interesting. What would that give birth to? The Andrew Sisters or the Weavers?
Us.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, there you go. Now, you can, you're all going to be there tomorrow?
I
hope.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and
tomorrow.
I hope Ricky and I.
And Bill Oliver, and I think I have 43 responds of people that are coming on my Facebook page. That's another thing that's, I have a hard time finding it, but I'm on Facebook, Ann Feeney, and if you just, if you just want to find me, the easiest thing to do is go to Google and type in Union Woman Hellraiser.
Yeah.
And it will take you right to my website, and my website will take you to my blog and to my Facebook site and everything else.
Yeah, that's what I usually do, absolutely. Or Union Made, Union Made Pittsburgh I do sometimes, although
works.
You're hardly limited to Pittsburgh. But
it's easy to find me.
Yes.
And it's easy to find me. Just come to the East End and listen for the dogs barking. There you are, right around the corner from Puccini's.
So what we're talking about, by the way, is tomorrow. The thing I want to be sure you understand is we all are so busy, but you don't have to be too busy to sing and to join in this. Literally, it's 45 minutes of your time or less. You show up at 2:30, warm up, sing a little bit, and then at 3 o'clock, it's This Land Is Your Land. And
then we're finished.
And then you're done.
That's your moment of greatness.
I mean, you can spend more time if you wish, but you also can,
well, come on
out
to my house for the concert.
Yeah.
But parking shouldn't be too bad on a Sunday downtown, although there is a ball game. So the Hilton has a big underground parking lot, which I think is open. And that's a good place to park. Anyway, once you get parked, we'll be as visible as we can be at the entrance to Point Park until we decide on the place where we're going to do it. And then we'll leave an ambassador there to welcome the latecomers. But this is be there or be square. You know, we're definitely doing this at 3 o'clock sharp. So if you want to be there for any of the warm up, come a little bit early. And if it sounds like too much fun, come along with us afterward to my house for the concert with Bill Oliver.
No, Craig in Macon, Georgia, wrote about 3 hours ago. And I know he's still listening because he's a very faithful, that he is with us just about all Saturday morning, all the time. And he said, I need to know how to play This Land Is Your Land in the right keys. Ah. I suspect he will either lead a group or might just play by himself. And he just wasn't sure how to start it. Not, because everyone's going to play in the key of D, right?
That's correct.
So it starts with a G. Is mm-hmm. that?
It starts on G.
Can we just sort of, without singing it, just sort of demonstrate it?
Or so we're in the key of G.
Sing it again? No.
Okay. So, da. So it's like G, then.
G, D, A, 7, back to D.
G, D.
G.
D.
B minor.
Oh.
A, 7.
And the B minor is optional.
The B minor is optional, of course.
Woody didn't play any B minor. He didn't play any bar chords. Actually, if we're going to sing this song, we probably ought to get on it because we're running out of time.
Oh, yeah, we are. Anything else you wanted to pass along? I'm so happy you're here.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here, too. Now, I think, I've got Lou and Peter coming here October 20th, and also Roy Zimmerman on October 19th, I think. So I may do a fall festival of...
Roy Zimmerman would be a lot of fun.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Zimmerman and the Berrymans back-to-back?
Yeah.
It's heaven for me.
Well, stop by Ann Feeney's website. You know, Google Union Made Hellraiser Ann Feeney. That's who she is. That's what she does. And here's the song everyone's going to be singing tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern.
As I was walking that little highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. That's from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
As I went rambling, all of my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. And all around me, a voice was singing, this land was made for you and me.
This land is your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
In the squares of the city, by the shadow of a steeple, by the welfare office, I saw my
your land, this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
Was a great big wall there that tried to stop me. On the sign said private property, but on say nothing. That side was made for you and me.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, to the Redwood Forest, to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
The sun was shining.
This land is your land, this land is mine.
Ann Feeney, Tracy Drock, and Jenny Hildebrand, thank you for being here. I know you've got such a busy weekend, all three of you individually and together. You can see them and meet them and sing with them for a pittance of your time tomorrow. That's all it takes is a little time, and stop by Point State Park tomorrow. I'll bet you could even, now I'm not going to guarantee it, but you could probably even park with your flashers on, sing, and come back. But maybe not. but it's easy on a Sunday. It's not hard to get downtown. It really isn't. And there are meters you can go
to. I have visions of Tony Buba up on the bridge and the crowds coming in from all directions into Point Park converging for this giant shot. And then, boom, he's down with us and we're singing. It's going to be fabulous. We'll be famous. We're going to be in the video with Pete Seeger and everybody else. So be there and have fun. And thank you so much for the incredible work you do week in and week out, year after year, Larry. You are such a gem and a jewel in our community.
The feeling is mutual. Thank you so much. And thanks to you for being with us today. I want to thank Ann and Tracy and Jenny once again. And early this morning, thanks to Jennifer Halpern for talking about Earth Day at the First Unitarian Church. Their activities taking place tomorrow. We thank her for being with us, as well as Marie Gallagher and the Myasthenia Gravis Association of Pennsylvania's auction coming up, and our harpist, Sophia Lee, from Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra. Thanks to Andy Collier for a great mix. I hope you'll be with us next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio.